these animals in the mountains?
They was fuzz. Well, they just went wild. They was tame hogs, just turned loose. You know, people used to drive their hogs into the mountains in the mast, acorns and chestnuts, you know. And the hogs would get fat, and some they'd go wild, and
I see.
Some did go wild. Yeah.
What, did you call them anything? They ever have them with the big...
No, now the government did turn loose some here in Virginia. They just across the state line there, some wild hogs. But they finally had them destroyed. They was tearing up things. They got rid of them.
Mm-hmm. And but they would just call
no real wild hogs.
That's what I meant. Yeah. And did they have any? They didn't have any special name for them. Just call them wild hogs, I guess.
As far as I know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now. The sound a calf makes being weaned. When a calf's being weaned, you'd say that noise.
Well, it's bald, I reckon.
All right. And the sound a cow or calf makes at feeding time.
Well, I believe it's called moo, maybe.
All right. And the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
Or whinny.
Would you think something else? Is that?
Well, that's about it.
That's good. That's a good one. call it a chicken on an egg.
Cackle. Hen cackle.
Hen
laid
hen.
Egg.
And when it's on the egg, you call it what kind of a hen?
Well, it's a sitting hen.
All right.
Yeah.
And the little things. Now, what do your chickens live?
Well.
Where do they stay at night?
They roost in trees. Ours does. We've got a chicken house. This hot weather, if you turn them loose, they'll take timber and roost up the tree.
Roost
an apple tree.
Did you ever use a small thing with slats on it to carry, to move a chicken around? You're going to take a chicken down to a friend's house?
Yeah, chicken coop. I've got one right over there. Just used to use it. Anymore.
Yeah,
not out of chicken.
Right. And that bone, that that chicken bone that children like to play with.
Well, what did they call? I don't remember.
They wanted to get on either end, they'd pull it.
Yeah. Breastbone.
Yeah. Okay. And the the insides of a hog? What?
Well, he calls the entrails. The entrails.
All right. Do people ever eat those?
Well, I've heard of people. I never did, but they call them chitlins. I mean, I've heard of people eat them. I never did eat them.
All right. And the, you wouldn't have any, the time when the animals are given their food is called?
Well, feeding time, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. And the... How did you call your cows in from the pasture?
Well, there's different ways. I don't know generally what after them, but I don't know.
No, I
can't you remember?
Well, yeah. I've heard, you know, if it's nearby, you might say, sucky.
Uh-huh.
If they is way off, you okay, whoa, that.
Okay, fine. You do that for both the cows and the calves, huh?
Oh,
you said the same thing.
Yeah. Well, of course, a calf wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. And what would you say to a cow at milking time, maybe to make her stand still?
Well... I think it's, you know, I never milked a cow, but I never could milk. I've heard him say, so.
Uh-huh. You couldn't get the hang of it, huh?
I couldn't milk.
Calls to mules or horses to make them turn left and right?
Gee and haw.
How about with oxen?
Well, the same, gee and haw.
All right. And calls to... did you ever call your oxen?
Well, you call them like you would a cow. They're calling a cow. Yeah, same.
Say Sue for that too, so, or
yeah.
Sue?
Yeah. Well, you hardly ever had to call the oxen. You kept him generally closer in. Uh-huh.
And how about horses? Calling horse in from the pasture?
Well, cope. I've heard people call them cope.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. And to get a horse started, you might say.
Well, I don't know. Get up.
And to get him if you want him to stop, you say,
whoa.
And then if you want to make him back up.
Well, you just say back up and pull on your lines, probably.
All right.
Yeah.
And that calls to pigs at feeding time.
Well, I don't know. I never did. I don't know. Just piggy, piggy, piggy.
All right. Well, do you remember how they call sheep?
Yeah, I've called sheep. I've had lots of deals with sheep. You just call sheep. Sheepy, sheepy.
And they'd come right over.